Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Creative Grapevine and is presented by Williams Redlich Content Marketing. Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. We all fail. We all make mistakes. We all have those 999 broken bulbs before we find that one that works just right. And here, we talk about those broken bulbs. We are just 1 month away from launch, and I've been editing like crazy, getting these episodes ready to roll. Of course, this being a show about failure, I wanted to take a second to share one of my own broken bulbs with you. Last time I mentioned that I sat on a stack of waffles. Embarrassing? Yeah, but pretty non-consequential in the grand scheme, or even the small scheme of things. It wasn't a big deal. But today, I'll share the story of the People of Home. The People of Home was going to be the best thing I've ever created. It was going to be a forum where people could share their views without the stigma of labels like capital L liberal or capital C conservative. It was going to be the podcast that put me on the map, so to speak. We created this whole fictional world. We were a small and new country, fresh to independence, that was trying to figure itself out. It was really fun. The podcast was to be a radio station discussing the news of the nation's week, and the audience were to play the citizens, actually voting and discussing the issues. I sent out a couple pilots. The first one was total garbage. The second, thanks to my friend Nate, was actually pretty decent, and because of it, a few folks were on board. I released the first episode. And then I didn't follow up with a second one. My first and still running podcast, My Wax Museum, was simple. Find a guest, interview them, edit, release weekly. This was far more complicated. I had to find multiple guests, voice actors, encourage audience participation, and so much more. Not to mention the separate recording and editing. I wound up republishing the first episode a month later. And about 9 months later, it was followed up with episode 2. Lesson 1. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I learned. I made a bit of a plan, and I had help from my friend Raven and a bunch of other great folks. Raven and I got out some great episodes. They are actually something that, to this day, I'm incredibly pleased with. But when we ran out our plan, we had no idea what came next. Our episodes became cobbled messes with little to offer by way of story, participation, or education, the three things I really wanted out of this show. Lesson 2. Consider what happens after you reach your goal. Will you flounder, or is there something that's going to keep you going? After months of floundering and putting out episode after episode that was really not satisfying to what I wanted the show to be, I decided to take a 6-month hiatus from the show and plan to really nail down a plan that would help the show progress as long as we wanted it to. I had scripts for discussions on education, politics, economics, history, culture, and so much more, all key to nation building. I worked on social stories and fleshed out the world. I had people like Dan, Aaron, Neil, and others to encourage me. It was going great. I started recording. Some of what was recorded wasn't scheduled to come out for another year. I was planning. And I had content to keep us going. I had even been creating surveys for the audience to take after each episode, voting for where the story would go next. And then, some unfortunate clerical errors would turn my life upside down. My university experience would grind to a halt, and I'd be pushed into full-time work mode. Realizing how much time work would require of me, the People of Home would be shelved indefinitely. A year's worth of recordings would never be used. It was going to be so cool. I was becoming a high school social studies teacher, and this podcast would have been such a fun tool once I really got it going. But both of those plans would be dropped as I replanned my whole life. Yeah, because of someone's clerical error. I'll talk more about that another time, but for now, this is lesson 3. You can't control everything, so be ready to adapt. Sometimes that means moving on from things you love. And as a side note, I actually just interviewed a guest the other day who talked about, instead of having a plan, have a map. Don't stick to the road. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of where things might fork and where things might change. And be prepared to maybe go a different way. Thank you for listening. We'll be launching January 4th, 2021. Expect a 10-ish minute dose of reality and a laugh or two. Broken Bulbs is a co-production of Williams Redlich Content Marketing and Mecco Radio. And the music in this episode is Downtown Boogie by Wesley Thomas. And we are, of course, a proud member of the Creative Grapevine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a ton of canceled recordings to archive. Mecco.